Damn. So as of like 10 minutes ago, Jeff Bezos just launched into space.
Oh, wow.
I know.
He's up here now.
Yeah, let's hope he, you know, makes it up here safe, I guess. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I wonder what he's going to do first.
Yeah. I don't know.
What the fuck? Oh.
Hey, guys.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Your face, it just looks a little different.
Oh, yeah. You know, space really fucks up your face.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinybk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole?
No.
Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready for debate.
We just want to let you know we're doing a live show from the ship, July 29, momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang. Tell them what we're doing.
We're doing, it's going to be so much fun. We got DJ Seth from Spock. We got a live That's Cringe. We're doing a new Cody and Noel do. We're premiering it. No one's ever seen it. We learned how to sword fight. It's fucking insane.
Yep.
And we got some sketches that we made too. And 2 hours or more of us just riffing and fucking around.
Might have some special guests drop by. All around good time. So yeah. Come join us. It's gonna be awesome. And you know, just so you all know, once the show happens, it'll be available for 24 hours after the show happens. So in case you bought a ticket but you miss it, you can still watch it for the day after. But after that, it's finito. It's gone. So make sure you tune in July 29th. It's gonna be a good time.
Momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang. Jeff Bezos,
the man.
You made it. You made it to space.
Crazy.
Correct.
So crazy. Jeff, I have to ask, why did you shape your spaceship like that?
Simple. You know, I got to have the biggest dick in space. I mean, you guys should know better than anyone. You got to keep your dick fat.
So yeah, it's weird that you'd know that reference.
Yeah,
that's a deep cut. Are you a fan?
We didn't realize you were a fan. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, my advisors keep me up to date on, you know, all the cultural phenomenons and whatnots.
Nice.
Did they tell you that we make fun of you like all the time?
Oh, who doesn't?
Fair enough. Yeah, that's fair enough.
I'm just more blown away that your advisors consider our tiny fat dicks cultural phenomenons.
So seriously,
that's a fucking.
Shout out to them, dude. That's good. So let me ask you this. Is it like a little bit annoying that Richard Branson kind of beat you to the punch?
Don't even say that name, that fucking asshole. He didn't even go to space. He didn't even make it there. He just flew around in his dingy little airplane. And, you know, he couldn't even get it up himself. They had to tow him up there, his little hang glider. Towed like he was a AAA. Yeah. Branson, you fucking tiny dick piece of shit.
So, Jeff, what inspired this mission to space? Because I know, you know, the actual space race happened a while ago, and all of a sudden there's this new space race amongst billionaires. Did the original one inspire you guys, or...
No. Aldrin and Armstrong, they were just glorified hacks. You know, it's Alan Shepard. He's the hero here. Wow. First man in space. You know, that's why I named my fatty after him.
Right.
But you know, plus Armstrong and Aldrin, they weren't rich. You know, I'm a billionaire. Mm. I mean, this is really something. I'm going to make space smell like Dior.
Fair.
Yeah, fair.
Totally
good point.
Fair. Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah. Space does kind of stink.
Yeah, it does.
It's weird. It says like a. It
smells like brisket.
Yeah. Brisket and trash and old satellites and stuff. Dead dogs that Russia sent up here back
Yeah. Yeah, that's always the worst.
People don't even know about all like the random animals that different countries have sent up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone sent up like a bag of lizards. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my lizard was in there.
Oh, God.
I saw an old monkey flying around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just take it or?
Oh, no. He was dead. You know, he was just hanging on by a few threads, but yeah.
Hmm. Wild.
Yeah. Okay. But even though you're going to make space smell like Dior, I mean, you have to care a little bit, right? Like you're kind of taking out NASA. Like everybody loves NASA.
Yeah.
No, not me. My dream is to bankrupt NASA.
Oh.
Because, I mean, you know what it stands for, right? NASA?
What?
Not ever going to space again.
Wait, isn't that NASA?
Yeah.
Who the fuck cares? God damn it. You've been fucking talking to Branson, haven't you? It's not going to matter. No one's going to even remember NASA. It's going to end up being some fucking stupid little logo on an Urban Outfitters shirt.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry for asking.
Yeah, sorry. Dude, stop talking about NASA.
I'm sorry, man.
He's gonna fucking kill us.
My apologies. Sorry, Jeff.
Jeff, my man, you're looking ripped these days. What's going on with that?
Thank you. Well, you know, you can't be scrawny and run a company. It's scientifically impossible.
Mm.
So, you know, that's why I gotta get ripped.
Yeah, but Elon Musk isn't ripped.
Hell no. Elon looks like a fucking bag of milk. And Branson is just like a giant fucking turd with an accent. Fuck, but not me. I got this shit. Fuck you, Branson.
So how are the muscles working in your dating life?
Yeah.
Like it works for company life, but how about your dating life? We know you're single now. Is it helping the ladies respond well to the muscles?
Yeah, you know, I'm on the dating apps, Hinge and Tinder and Raya.
You're on Raya? Really? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. You know, me and Bill like to hit the town every once in a while.
Bill?
Bill?
Gates.
Bill Nye?
No, Gates.
Gates. Oh, Bill Gates. Duh.
Yeah, that's the one. Right.
Right.
You know, I like to see who can drink the most. Me. I can.
Oh, I wouldn't expect it.
I am the king.
You don't play, Jeff. You got to be number one in everything.
That's right. Don't you forget that, Branson.
Who are you saying?
It doesn't matter.
Just in case he's watching.
Okay.
In case you never know when he's watching. He's got satellites everywhere.
Yeah.
Fucking little spy.
Yeah. In case he brings his dumb little hang glider plane up to.
Yeah. Don't get me started on that again. Fucking.
All right, Jeff. Another question for you. Why'd you pick an 18-year-old to go to space with you?
To drink his blood for survival. And, you know, if we happen to crash land on some deserted island, I'm going to eat that little fucking entitled brat first. I mean, whose father buys them a multi-million-dollar fucking Joy space ride? All I got from my father was $300,000, which I turned into $300 billion, by the way. Oh, yeah, since I've been up here, my net worth has grown from $200 to $300 billion.
Whoa. That's impressive.
That's
cool. Impressive. Thank you. Time Thank you. Does work a little weirdly up here, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's everything's weird in space. It's,
yeah.
But it's That's definitely insane. To my advantage.
Yeah.
I should come here more often.
I wish we got $100 billion when we came out to space.
I know, seriously.
Ours, I think, went down.
All we got is this fucking pencil sharpener.
Yeah.
So now that your net worth has grown so much, what are you going to use that for?
Raya. Using my vast wealth of money to ensure that I am the only man left on the dating apps platform.
How are you going to do that?
Money. Money buys everything. I am the king of takeovers. I know how to squeeze out the competition like no one else.
Oh, he's going to clone himself.
And create other profiles.
Oh,
so what would you name them? Like Beef Jesus and just different forms of your name?
Junior.
Junior?
Yeah, just Junior?
Just Junior? Or Jeff Bezos Jr.?
Probably both, right? You have enough money to have both.
Yeah, well, you know, I was thinking if I'm the only guy on there, then the ladies don't have much of a choice.
Right. Yeah. So. Yeah, that's a good point. You can name one Jizz Beefos.
You could. Yeah. Or Beef Jizzos.
Beef Jizzos, yeah.
Sorry, we don't mean that.
These are fascinating ideas.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
You know, if there's ever yeah, room at Amazon, like, ideas, like yeah. yeah, any like idea guys, like where we yeah. right, would yeah, love to whiteboard with you for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If I need some marketing ideas,
or some like engineering ones too. We write yeah, code too.
We can hold our pee for 7 days straight. We don't have to go to the bathroom. We don't have to take any breaks. We can keep working.
Really? What do you drink it? What?
We'll do whatever just to keep working. We know how much you love productivity, so.
That I do. That I do. That's what made me the man I am today.
Yeah.
I grew Amazon from, you know, a fucking little online bookstore to the mega conglomerate it is today. Mm. I did that. You hear that, Branson?
We should have never brought up Branson.
I know. It's going to be fucking awkward when he crosses him. Like,
yeah.
He's our next guest.
Yeah.
Branson's coming up here?
Oh, well, no.
Branson's
no,
coming
no,
here?
No, 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 no. We'll make sure he doesn't.
We'll make sure.
So you got all this money, man. Like, obviously, you're buying out every dude on Raya. You got that unlocked. But, like, what do you do for fun? Like, what's your free time like?
On the weekends, you know, I like to do some jeeping, ride around the mud.
Jeeping?
Yeah.
Jeeping? That's like driving your Jeep?
Yeah.
It jeeping?
Yeah.
Cool. I've never heard that term before. No, not at all.
I can coin words whenever I want.
Okay. All right.
Sorry. I am the richest man on this planet. If I want to make up a word, I make up a word and everyone's going to adopt it and agree to it and not question it.
What's another one?
Frickin'.
I think that exists.
Caliwack.
Mm.
Caliwack. Yeah.
What's that?
That's when you're a jerkin' in California.
Yeah.
I've heard the term before. Yeah.
That's sick, actually.
Yeah. Caliwack.
Yeah. Damn.
Caliwackers.com. Yeah.
I caliwacked before I beamed up this morning.
Nice.
Yeah. Freshly drained.
It seems like billionaires have estranged relationships with their fathers. Do you think that's because they're intimidated by you guys from birth?
Mm, good question.
Yeah, they're all small dick losers.
Damn.
Damn. Okay, cool. So what was the most difficult part about building Amazon? Like just from the ground
Wait,
up
hold on
into
a second,
the...
Guys.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh. What? What? Branson! Fuck. All right, guys. I gotta go.
Sure.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Fucking tell Branson I'm on my way.
Damn, he does not like that dude.
Seriously.
I mean, he's kind of like a turd with an accent.
A little bit. He could have at least answered my fucking question, though.
Honestly, it was a bad question.
It wasn't a bad question.
It was kind of mid.
Shut
L.
up.
L.
As long as he had a big dub.
Fucking L question. Mid. Ask better questions before I unsubscribe from you.
Wow, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was nuts. Big ups, man.
Thanks, man, for coming up. We appreciate it. And yeah. Apparently he made it back down safe.
Already?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take that long.
That's true. I mean, the way time works up here is
exactly.
so bizarre.
Exactly.
So, you know, by the time this goes out, he's probably already gone back down.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So thank you, Jeff, for coming up here. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jeffrey Bezos. Jeffrey Bezos. I don't know. I'm trying to do the Bo Burnham song, but I don't know. I forget how it goes.
I don't know.
Oh, we're doing our own version?
I thought you were making your own shit.
Jeffrey Bezos. Ooh, Jeffrey Bezos.
Nice. I wasn't getting in on that.
I wasn't about to do that fucking whack shit.
No, it was so dope. I was scared. I didn't want to mess it up. Where do we even start with this week, bro?
Oh, he did make it back down. Look at this is him.
Oh,
on his way back down from our ship. Yeah. Wow. Good for him. Look at that.
Look at that nice little.
Look at that little fucking.
Little tiny ass home. He's probably sitting. Oh, damn. That thing landed kind of perfect, though. I want to eat that shit. It looks like candy.
It does, doesn't it? That does. It looks like some sort of dessert.
Yeah, like a little bonbon.
Yeah. A Jeffrey vanilla, stuffed bonbon.
Yeah, vanilla glazed bonbon. Jeffrey glazed bonbon.
The penis no longer has a head. Sad.
That's the dopest observation we could make out of all this. This fucker came out in a cowboy hat? Yo, that suit is crazy. What happened, bro? He launched this space thing and he got Botox and got ripped.
Yeah, my man looks weird. I mean, we just saw him in person, but he looks especially weird in that video that I sent. Can you play that TikTok that I sent? Jeffrey had some work done. Look at this.
I'm so excited and curious. You know, everybody who has been to space, every astronaut comes back and they say that it changed them somehow. They see the thin limb of the Earth's atmosphere, realize how fragile the Earth is. They see it's just one planet. So I don't know how it's going to change me, but I know it's going to, and I'm excited to find out how.
He can barely move his mouth.
Yeah, he doesn't sound weird at all like he did a few months ago.
Yeah, and look at a picture of his face before. It's like twice as thin.
Maybe I haven't consumed enough Jeff Bezos content. I'm not subscribed to his YouTube.
Yeah, I don't know. He definitely had some work done, right? He had to have.
Well, space clearly slimmed up his face when he got here.
Yeah. Yeah. He looked... Yeah, see? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not just like weight. That's not just like weight gain. That's like...
Homie, that's not work.
What?
That's a magic four-letter word.
Tren?
Like we call Tren.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Our man took roids and HGH. That's why his voice is getting weird. A few months ago, he's like, space travel. Yeah. But now he's like, space travel.
Space travel.
And then a few months from now, what's up, brothers? It's me, Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos.
On the Blue Origin. Make sure you get your Blue Origin supplements. Remember, you can't get yoked without being on the edge.
You might remember me as the dude who went to fucking space.
Now the only thing I'm shooting up is Blue Origin pills. Shooting up weight. Shooting up bars. Shooting up my body. But as soon as you've been to the edge of the earth, that's the only way you want to live, is on the edge. Live on the edge with Blue Origin.
Yeah. So, Jeffrey.
Damn. Shout out Jeffrey.
Shout out Jeffrey Bezos.
It's crazy because Jeffrey is... Jeffrey... As a name, it's kind of a punk ass name.
Yeah.
It's belittling. Shut the fuck up, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
But Jeff, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, you know, it's a bit more normal, but it's crazy that a Jeffrey has conquered the world.
Yeah. That he stayed Jeffrey.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you think of like Joffrey from
Joffrey Bezos.
You think of Joffrey from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He's a little, you know, rat voice, little rat tooth bitch. Mm-hmm. But this Jeffrey, straight killer.
Yeah,
totally.
So the Olympics are this week, opening ceremonies, July 23rd.
That's so crazy that they have competitive kissing this year. Competitive
Keemstar
making out.
Keemstar's judging that.
Yeah, Keemstar's judging it. Judging competitive makeouts with Aiden Ross.
Yeah, exactly. man, actually, should we talk about the gambling shit real quick?
That stuff, man. So first of all, crazy ass information in the last like 7 days about all that.
Yeah.
So what is it? It's Steve will do it and other people get a percentage of the bets that people make?
Yeah. So I don't know how CoffeeZilla found this out, but he basically found the affiliate program that Rubit has. So Rubit is the site that Nelk was promoting and Steve Will Do It uses to gamble. This is a crypto gambling website like all the other ones. But the affiliate program that they have is that they get normal affiliate programs are like you get a certain percentage of people that sign up. Like, you know, for any site that uses like a monthly subscription or something like that, it's like you'll get a percentage of Or on Amazon, for example, you get a percentage of anyone's purchases for the next like 48 hours if they use your affiliate link to go to Amazon.
Yeah.
Or for other things, it's like sometimes you get a percentage of the initial fee that the person uses to sign up or whatever. For gambling websites, the way it works is you get, if they use your affiliate link to sign up with the gambling site, then you get a certain percentage of every single one of the, your bets. The person that you help sign up, their bets. So, and it goes up depending on how much you're getting people to sign up. So,
oh my God.
They're potentially making 15% of every single one of people's bets. And I mean, I read some of these replies to, like, because CoffeeZilla and Steve Will Do It had like a interaction on Twitter, and people were, they were like going at each other. And some of the people that replied were like Nelk fans, and they were like, no, dude, Steve, I really think CoffeeZilla is right on this one, man. Like, I, you know, I'm down like 10K on Rubit just this month. It's like, oh my God.
The other part where people, you know, I read some of that, people were like, just don't gamble. It's your fault. It's your fault. It's like, the part that is not their fault is, I mean, casinos are rigged, right? But when, I don't know, isn't there some off where like the person presenting it is like staked by the casino and is being paid by the casino and you're essentially paying their salary? It's like, it's not the same. It's not the same as just walking into a casino that someone's like, yeah, I'm here at the Red Rock and I love it. Like that this person has like a vested like interest and benefit from you signing up.
Yeah.
So I think that's the part that, you know, it, where it's shitty, where people just go, oh, it's because the point I'm trying to make is people are trying to make the argument like, oh, it's just like any other casino. You just gamble or you don't. It's like, no, it's not. Like, this dude profits from you.
Yeah.
That's not just like any other casino.
Well, and I think part of it too, is, and I didn't see this being confirmed anywhere, but like there's been, you know, basically, it's hypothesized or whatever that a lot of these gambling websites bankroll their people too.
No, I mean,
and so it's actually 0% chance. Or like, there's like no downside into people doing this. They're just making money because they're not really risking anything by gambling. Whereas the people that watch them and sign up with their affiliate code are risking their savings.
I mean, bro, there have been, I just don't give a shit to stir the pot, but like, at least like one or two people who have confirmed the amounts that they get bankrolled to promote certain sites, and it's like, I think one of them is quoted as like $1 million a month, which is fucking, come on, dude, $1 million a month is crazy.
Wait, but what I mean is that like they give them $1 million and say use this to gamble.
No, I think it's just like they're just paid,
right? Yeah,
like, and who knows what they stake them on top.
Yeah,
the thing for me is, and, you know, maybe this is me being like a dumbass engineer, like I don't actually know what I'm talking about, but in my mind, if someone logs in, like, how hard is it to write a part of the code base where it's like, oh yeah, if user is flagged as this type of user,
then make them win more?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, is that illegal?
It's really easy to do.
That's why I think this whole thing is interesting, because it's just like promoting you know, altcoins and stuff like that. It's not really regulated yet, I don't think. Like, I mean, it is technically. He was saying that that's the reason why they go to Cabo to do it, because it's not legal to stream it from the States at all. Like, even with a VPN or something like that, you have
that
to
makes
go
sense.
To. That's why they go to Cabo, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So they got in a tiff because Steve was like, no, it's Coffee was like, basically these streamers are making money on their fans losing money.
Yeah.
And Steve Will Do It said, no, we make money on their bets. It's not their losses. And he was like, well, it's a casino. Like, you're guaranteed to lose if you play long enough.
Yeah.
So it, in reality, it's actually the losses.
Mm-hmm. And it's wild. Like, I don't know, bro. I don't think anyone can argue, oh, just don't gamble. It's your fault if you get addicted. If you see a guy that you sort of respect as a person and they create content, and then part of their content is like, hey, man, look at me winning this crazy amount of money. Some part, like, it's very natural to go like, maybe I could. This dude's a regular dude like me. Because it's not like they're watching some fucking like expert poker player or like some niche talent above them. It's like, this is just a dude at his computer. That could be me.
Yeah.
I think
but it's also like, it's advertising. It's literally advertising.
Yeah.
What do you think advertising is?
I mean, yeah.
You can't really say, you can't really use the argument like, I'm not promoting gambling. I'm just gambling. They don't have to. It's like, no, but you're getting paid to promote this.
Yeah.
That's what an advertisement is.
And you're winning big.
Yeah.
I guess
anytime you hold up a fucking Ridge wallet or whatever, that's because they're hoping your fans look at that and go, I want one now.
I guess I say that to say, like, to me, it's even one step beyond marketing, because marketing is just like a blind throw. And it's like, you might hire Samuel L. Jackson to be like, hey, I like, you know, I like Morongo Casino.
Yeah.
But it's like, if it's a person, you're like, you already subscribe to their Twitch or you buy their merch. It's like you already give them money, and then they just take it one step further and they're like, look at this cool site I'm on. Like, of course they're gonna fucking give it a shot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the thing that bugs me is, because they play in this gray area that's not regulated and it's not really been flirted with before, I think it's hard to, for people to articulate on the surface of their brain like why they think it's fucked up.
Yeah.
And that shit will come later. Like, people will figure out terms and, you know, psychological shit for that and go, oh yeah, these are the things that are occurring in people that makes them want to do it.
Yeah.
But it's so new that like half these kids can't get like nailed for it, really.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like for something like this, where, you know, it might not be immediately clear why it's bad.
Yeah.
I think you just have to be, you have to think like, I'm making millions of dollars every month. That's too good to be true.
Yeah.
It's too easy. It's too fast money.
Yeah.
You know, nothing that comes that fast.
Unless you're Jeff, but.
Unless you're Jeffrey.
Yeah, unless you build a. Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like the only things that really make a million a month are like literal titans of industry, dude. Like actual titans of industry.
Yeah.
It's fucked up when you're like just a dude drinking beer and gambling on the internet and you're making as much as like, I don't know, a fucking like circuit board company in China.
Yeah.
Like what you guys output is vastly different.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just,
I mean, I got to tell you, did I ever tell you about the prize wheel app that I made?
No.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm not going to act like I'm when I was, you know, whatever, how old, 20, what, how old is Steve will do it?
Probably early 20s.
Yeah. So like when I was 22, I worked for that company and they were like, there was basically this app that existed that it was like a wheel of fortune sort of thing. And it had like a prize on every single little section. It was like Xbox, PS4, whatever, new car, $5,000 cash. And you would spin it and you would basically watch ads to win spins. And then you would spin it. And if it landed on it, it would enter you in a draw for that item. And this app, like, cruise to the top of the app store. And so we were like, oh, let's just make one of these.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't me. It was like the company that I was working for. It was like, totally, to do this. And I was like, cool. So I made it. Like, probably the most ethically questionable career move I could have made at that point is making a fucking gambling prize wheel app. But I did that. I did that. Not proud of that. And then we got sued.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we got a cease and desist by like one of the main Nevada gambling companies, because they were like, you can't just do that. We own this app. We own gambling. You can't do this.
Nice.
And we were like, word, we'll take it down.
So the mafia was like, you're not allowed to gamble.
Pretty much.
Or, yeah, you're not allowed to have any foot in the gaming industry, just us.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so that's the tough part is these people are very young. And so their look at it is probably, you know, similar to like how you felt. You're just like, yeah. It's a prize wheel. Like,
my only focus, I was like, I want to get as many people playing this shit as possible.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely scummy. But it was like for the company, it made sense. It was like a mobile ad company. So
yeah,
if we got people to watch ads, that worked for us. And that was my only, I was like, I need to make this company succeed. So that was my only thing. And I think that's their mindset too. It's like, I'm making millions every single month. I'm just going to crank this while I can. Who gives a fuck what the moral, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What the morals are about this. But
I mean, yeah, also if you're 22 making millions, I think your moral compass is already fried.
Yeah,
like you don't have it. I think the funniest thing out of all that is like, because my first inclination is to go look at fans arguing with each other and watching like Nelk fans fight with each other about this was really funny. Like one of them was like, yeah, but Steve takes his money and he gives it back to people. And then I think I watched like a story or like, yeah, it's like a story and he's holding up a chain. He's like, I bought this dog chain yeah. for 30 grand. And I'm just dying laughing at like, I don't know, like 15 guys across America that are like down 10K on Rubit, like yeah. freaking the fuck out. Yeah. They can't pay rent. And then Steve's just like, I bought, and then a dog is wearing their money.
Money.
Yeah. I'm just like, damn, dude, this is like awful, like visual on like displacing the funds. But I don't know. It's just the whole shit is wild. And the thing I'm curious about is, did FaZe like negotiate for some of these kids to do it as a group? Like, Aiden and, you know, because I thought a group of them were promoting gambling at a time. I could be wrong about that.
I don't know.
But, yeah, it just, I thought that was the case. Maybe it's not, so I mean, I'll withhold what I was going to say. But I just wonder if at any point, do these guys, like, give it up or
yeah.
do they get nailed for it?
I don't know.
Is this just one of those things that just, like, goes
just
away?
Make millions a month. Yeah. For the next 5 years, and then they're just retired.
Yeah.
Ugh. Crazy.
Either way. So yeah, but it's not scamming, dude.
Yeah.
I'm just playing.
Yeah. Exactly. You don't have to play. I'm gonna play.
Yeah. You don't have to play.
You don't have to play. I'm gonna play though. I'm gonna make it look fucking sick.
Yeah. The funniest is that clip of Aiden on Twitch being like, "I used to take my dad's credit card and buy GP on RuneScape, but I mean, you know, I would never promote gambling."
I know.
It's like you did the thing.
Yeah,
you did what everyone's telling you like you're promoting to, and he's like, "Oh, I'm not." But the funniest part in that clip is he goes, "But kids might do that because they're like influenced by Twitch streamers. So who knows?"
You know, I was thinking the differences of like when we started social media,
yeah,
and we're getting a lot of followers on Vine, and
mm-hmm.
people are starting to recognize us and stuff like that in public, and it was like really cool, and you know, our videos are getting like millions of views on Vine or whatever, and then we do a brand deal for like $2,500,
yeah,
like once every like few months. Mm-hmm. We're still working full time outside of this,
yeah,
and I'm like, that was the trajectory for social media people.
A couple years ago.
Now it's literally Aiden Ross came up in like 2 months,
mm-hmm.
went from zero to owning a Lamborghini truck,
yeah.
and making millions of dollars every month. And now he's in hot water for promoting gambling to children in like yeah. 6 months. It's like yeah. speed run.
Yeah. They like the whole idea in Hollywood of like, you know, blowing up and then getting access to cocaine and then getting addicted to heroin
yeah.
and like dying at 60. Like, yeah. nah, it's. Now it's just from 19 to 23.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. You hit it big. And then all of a sudden you've got, I mean, millions of dollars.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. It's crazy. Millions.
What's up, you guys? It's Dana.
Yeah. What the fuck? Fuck it Friday. Damn.
Damn. Should we watch the fucking Friday and pause it?
Oh, Jesus.
Guys, if you don't know what we're doing right now, you yep. got to go watch the bonus episode from the last week, because we had probably one of the best times that I've had in a long... It was like a solid 20 minutes where we watched Dana White.
Yeah, I was chuckling.
At Creamberry in Las Vegas.
I'm going to go on Wednesday.
You got to go to Creamberry.
I'm going
to
go.
Are you going to go there? Like, are you driving there?
Or Thursday, yeah.
Are you driving to Vegas?
Yeah, I'm driving.
Dang.
I'm going.
It's not a bad drive.
No, it's not.
You better drive right to Creamberry.
No, I am.
Okay, good.
I've already put it on the itinerary.
Okay, good.
I let everyone in the group know. We're driving it, and I'm going here first.
You're going with a group?
Yeah.
Nice.
Me, Aiden, Jarvis.
Just the boys, sick. How's man. Jarvis doing?
I was chilling, you know, his brother, you know, Kay's coming as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
After the whole, like, save the kids shit, he's nice. Just, you know, he needs a night out. So Aiden got hooked up with Rubit, and they're sending us to Casino
nice.
World.
Nice. That's, fuck yeah.
Or Resort World, excuse me.
Yeah. Nice.
It's crazy. They actually built a custom Rubit slot that you could physically pull on.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. And you just scan your stream wallet, key with the QR code.
Okay.
And you can stream live from Resort World.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick.
So, you know, we're just going to do it to promote Save the Kids.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to go straight to Creamberry.
So, Dana White does this thing every Friday now called Fuck It Friday,
mm-hmm.
where he says, fuck it. Fuck it, I just took 9 shots of Howlerhead.
Just took 8 shots of Howlerhead. Getting ready for Conor Khabib 7. Hopefully no one pulls out this time. You know, they. Those guys are killers, man.
And he eats something.
Yeah, he just says, fuck it.
He says, fuck it, it's Friday. Bro, I'm eating something nasty.
We always talk about, like, you know, Jeff Bezos is Lex Luthor. Dana White is Lex Luthor. Look at this motherfucker. He's scary, dog.
No,
he is Kingpin. He's Kingpin.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. I take it back. Yeah, Jeff is Lex. This motherfucker's Kingpin. All right, let this
rip. All right, fuck it. It's Friday. Let's go.
Yeah, fuck it. It's Friday. Let's go.
Fuck it.
What's up, everybody? It is Fuck It Friday here at UFC headquarters. And today, Chef Eric has made Philly cheesesteak egg rolls. And we have a little
keep pausing.
Chili cheese whiz.
Chili cheese whiz.
Little chili cheese whiz.
Can you turn it up a little bit?
It's like he's like an in between of like The Rock and Stone Cold.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it. Play it. Fuck it. Friday. Let's go.
Cheese whiz dipping sauce here too.
What's up, brother?
First, you gotta start off with some ribeye steak.
Okay.
Then add some cheese whiz and mozzarella.
Okay. Obviously.
Put the cheese steak filling into an egg roll wrapper.
Okay.
And fry it for 2 to 3 minutes or until it's golden brown.
Just have a fryer in your house.
Oh man, this is hot as hell. This is too fucking hot.
Why is he going again? Why do you keep going back? Why are there so many cuts? He doesn't like it. He hasn't even said anything good. Oh, it's too fucking hot. Why is the dipping sauce so hot?
I'm not a fan. First of all, the chili cheese sauce is too fucking hot for me. And I really didn't get any taste out of this at all. It didn't taste like a Philly cheesesteak egg roll. And
they're going to shoot the chefs now.
They're going to be honest, them. I'm like kind of impressed. Why was there like 8 cuts of that? And like this, dude, when he dropped the first one,
he looks like a baby trying to suck a nibble for the first time, dude. Oh my God, bro. Ow. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a fan.
Bro, that fucking face. It's like Thanos eating a churro, bro.
Why did he try it so many times?
Can we go back and watch?
It's just so many just...
Then I'll go fast forward after this.
Too fucking hot.
Yeah, play. Volume.
It's too fucking hot.
Just wait. It just came out of the fryer, bro.
Let me try it with the dipping sauce.
We try with the dipping sauce.
Sauce is too hot.
I'm not a fan.
Bro, he has the Avatar arrow at the top of his forehead.
Yeah, he does.
That is crazy.
And I really didn't get any taste out of this at all. It didn't taste like a Philly cheesesteak.
All I'm feeling right now is just heat.
Yeah.
It's just so hot in my mouth. Not a bit of him like that. He was trying to make something happen there. The funniest part about it is when he like recorded the recipe beforehand. Like, why would we need to know the recipe if you're just going to say it's shitty anyways?
Yeah. Yeah, he knew. He knew he didn't like it. Why post something you don't like?
I kind of respect it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's honest content.
Fuck it, Friday.
Fuck it, Friday.
Fuck this egg roll, honestly.
It's so aggressive for no reason. Fuck it, Friday. Why? Yeah, bro. Shout out Dana White, though.
Yeah. Shout out Dana White.
10 shots of Howlerhead. I'm going in. Just burn the fuck out of the roof of my mouth. Perfect, because I'm going to do 90 shots of Howlerhead now. I won't be able to taste anything, so it'll just go down straight to my stomach. What's up? I'm blacked out. I've done 10 shots of Howlerhead whiskey in the last hour.
I just thought of a horrible one.
And I'm eating bagel bites. These things are hot as hell. But I can't wait. They look so good. Everybody knows me as Dana White until I get a bottle of Howlerhead. Then I'm Dana Blacked. Dana Blacked Out White.
Jesus, man. Wait, we were talking about the Olympics before. Let's see what the other...
Oh, yeah.
We got weird sports.
Competitive ass eating.
Ass eating. And go. So this is, what do we got here?
What is this? So it's like a row of asses, right? Okay. And they're molds of the atypical ass from their country.
Okay.
Right. And they have, it's a, and so the butt crack is treated like a trough and it's filled with cream from Pizone.
Okay.
You have to eat all the cream out of the ass trough, out of the butt crack. So that's the competitive ass eating this year.
Cool. Is that the first year that it's in the Olympics?
Yeah. It's the okay. First wow. Year, yeah. That's America's great. Not looking too good. Yeah. I don't think we're going to make the cut.
Who's the best at it?
Matthew McConaughey's on the team, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So he's looked good.
He's the one getting his ass eaten?
No. He's eating the
ass. He's eating ass. Okay.
Yeah. No human supplies their ass to be eaten.
Oh, it's just a simulated ass.
Yeah, it's a recreated ass.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's like running or some shit. These race
walk times between 22 and speed walking. I've seen this before.
Yeah, the way these people move their hips, I know their hips are so fucked up.
How is this not like a sport only for 6-year-old moms?
It's so weird. This is so don't. Halfway now, you can see Galchenko in the lead. Leontieva of Russia. You look like one of them. Not a surprise there. Adriel Ireland in third. With that ponytail. There is an opportunity to with the bun, bro. Unusual at this distance, but the evening. Bro. Yo, who is that actor? 401 looks like that famous pale white lady actor. Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
No.
Ah, shit. Huh? Tell us what? Taylor Swift.
Wait, Tilda Swinton. Come on.
Taylor Swinton.
Yeah, Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton.
She literally looks like Tilda Swinton. Yeah, that, and then pull up Tilda Swinton. Tilda Swinton is like Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. Holy fuck.
Gone through like a meme generator.
Yeah. Wow. What the fuck?
Tilda, is that you?
You nailed it.
Bruh, let it go again. Was that chick bleeding from the top of her head? Did I see that right?
Yeah, dude. It's a dangerous sport.
Bruh.
It looks like hair. It.
Oh, nah. Yeah. It's just her hair. I straight up thought she had blood just gushing down the side of her.
She fucking trips and just fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, she's back up. She's back up.
So you.
She's making a dash for the finish. Blood all the way down her face.
So you get DQ'd for... Yo, she just fell. Back it up. 10 seconds. She just gave up.
Oh! Wait, what happened?
She got hit in the head, bro. It's exactly what you said. Did her hip give out?
This is so bizarre.
I'm just confused by that. You must have scoliosis after you do a year of this.
Yeah.
There's no way your body's right after this. What happens if you just start...
That's the most anticlimactic way to go across the finish.
Yeah. What happens if you just start running? You're DQ'd? Damn.
Oh, fuck.
Damn, bro. Oh, her hip, like, dislocated, dog.
How? What? 22 minutes for a 5K?
It's 5,000
meters. So they were running.
Oh, so it's like an optical illusion. You think they're walking.
Yeah.
They're like a fucking... They're like a GTA character that's just like ahead of, like their player models walking, but they're like running speed.
Yeah.
Damn. All right.
So this is another Olympic sport, right? Kyle, is this in the Olympics?
Yeah, this is the first year it'll be in the Olympics.
Speed climbing, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see this shit. Oh my God.
Yo, pause this.
Yeah, we're probably going to get dinged for that, maybe.
Yeah, this makes... yeah, why did it take the guy so long to free solo El Capitan?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Like, look at these guys. They literally could probably get that shit done in 20 minutes. Dude, did this whole, like, I gotta do, like, a whole day. Bro,
yeah, look at these. Might die.
No, you won't. Look at these fools.
Look at these dudes.
One and done.
The other two disciplines are...
lead climbing?
What the hell is that? Oh, okay.
Okay. To clips.
What's the other sport? Bouldering.
Bouldering.
Huh. What's the third one? The third tab. Basketball.
Nice.
3v3 FIBA? That's what it's called?
They're just running threes in the Olympics.
But it's like a small ball? Or is that a normal size ball?
You know, I really think a car sport should be in the Olympics.
Is it not?
I don't know. Olympic, they should just do they should do racing, but it's like Flintstone style. Like, there's no motor.
Yeah.
It's like the car is four people
running. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
It's like a hybrid between bobsledding and running. So you have to run, get the car up to speed, and then race. Now, what else would be a dope?
Gambling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gambling should be in the Olympics.
Yeah, there should be a Rubit-based gambling event. Competitive slots.
Yeah.
Just 10 grandmas smoking cigarettes. Yep. And it looks like Melinda has hit 2 sevens. She's going to max bet. You know, she's gotten to the Olympics here on her retirement only.
Where is the drink lady, by the way?
Yeah.
She hasn't come around for a while.
Oh, here she comes.
Here she comes. Here she comes.
Yeah. There needs to be a competitive competitive bong rips. Like lung capacity? Come on, that's real.
Uh-huh.
Like they take like those divers that can hold their breath for 7 minutes and like open up pearls and whatever.
Yeah.
Pearl divers.
Yeah. Divers. That should be one.
Yeah.
Pearl diving.
Pearl diving.
Yeah.
Eating pussy? Is that what you mean by that?
Yeah, sure. That's clam diving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's different from pearl diving.
Yeah.
Oh, pearl diving is just the clitoris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you get pearl divers and see who can ingest the most marijuana smoke.
Yeah.
big ass bong.
Yeah.
So longest drag, you get points for that.
Sickest smoke ring.
Oh yeah, how many tricks you can do with the smoke
for sure.
And those have subcategories like ring is like two,
hurricane.
If you do the dragon, that's 5 points for every second you have it running.
Yeah. So,
what else? So drag length, smoke tricks.
How red your eyes get?
Eye redness. Yeah. Is it more impressive to do it all with less red eyes or the reddest eyes? Do you want to look like the TikTok kids?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so reddest eyes.
Yeah.
Reddest eyes, drag length, tricks.
Most Funyuns.
Oh, yeah, because then you have to eat after.
Not eaten, just...
Oh, just have.
Have, yeah.
Okay. Okay, most Funyuns. And then... Type of weed? You get points for type of weed?
Yeah.
But if it's supplied by the Olympics, then...
Yeah. It's always going to be the same, probably.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Yeah.
I know there are like 10 stoners right now that are like, I could fucking body that.
Yeah, you guys are not stoners, by the way. You are not a stoner.
I don't even have to say it.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Fuck.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm stoned right now.
Goodbye. We should. Dude,
the
get
good
high.
Thing was I got a really good sleep last night.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm really well rested.
Yeah. How many hours?
At least 4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah. No, it's really sick. My fucking bed is slanted.
Why?
I don't know.
Why did you do that?
I didn't do it.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Why did you make it slanted?
I didn't make it slanted.
Why did you call the furniture company and go, can I get a slanted bed?
Can I tell you the story just to get this off my back here?
Get it off balls?
My small balls?
Yeah, get off your...
I got to get this off my balls real fast.
All right, hit it.
The fucking mattress, my mattress is slanted. And so I can't sleep. It's slanted like towards my head. So like it feels like all the blood is rushing to my head in the middle of this night. And I feel like I'm going fucking insane.
You want to be a skater so bad.
A what?
You want to be a skater so bad you're sleeping on a ramp.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No, but I don't know if it's actually the case, but I feel it. And
this is even better.
I want to know if this has ever happened to anyone else because I feel like I'm going insane. And I had to call the manufacturer of my bed frame. of my bed framey and ask them, like, is this a faulty bed frame?
Yeah.
And they're going to come, like, fix it.
Wow. No, I believe it. My bed like has a hole in it. Oh. I have no idea. There's just a hole on the side of it.
Oh.
Alina lifted up the blanket one day. She's like, why is there a hole in the side of the bed with a sock and lotion? I was like, I've never seen that before. It really freaked me out.
And is it affecting how you sleep?
Yeah. It's like
I constantly fuck it all.
Yeah,
night.
I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm inside it. And I'm like, I went to bed on my back. One night Alina woke up in the middle of the night and I was stuck in it.
Wow.
She's like, what were you doing? I was like, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's really weird because like porn will play on my phone.
What?
Yeah, it's like my phone will go from the side of my table to laying on the mattress.
Wow.
And I'm like stuck in it. I don't want to be there.
See.
All right. So your bed is slanted.
No, you're making light of my problems now. And I honestly don't appreciate that because it's a real issue. Okay.
Okay. So
I tried to.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be toxic. I have a hole in the side of my bed too. That's real.
Do you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, does it fuck up your sleep?
I kind of fuck my sleep. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
No, but all right, so your bed is actually slanted.
It's slanted.
So they actually
it's like from the middle down. So it's like my feet are parallel with the floor.
Uh-huh.
And my fucking torso is like this. I'm like this. Trying to sleep. And it's impossible. I can't do it. And so I have to shift down the bed.
Yeah.
So that my head is around the middle of the bed and then my legs hang off the back. Because that's better.
You've been sleeping like a 7-year-old
bro,
for the past seven?
Bro, it's all I can do.
Just like
it's all I can do. I don't know what the fuck else to do. I can't sleep because my bed is slanted. I have
How
a slanted
long have you been
bed.
Doing this?
Like a month.
Such a dude thing. Such a dude thing.
Yeah, my bed's fucked up, so I just sleep like a 9-year-old.
That's basically how I sleep. Like that. And I asked Kelsey, I'm like, do you feel it? She's like, no. It's fine. I'm like, not even a little bit? Come on. I'm not insane. I know something's wrong with the fucking bed.
No, I will say I actually have felt that sensation on my bed, and I kind of do a similar thing.
Okay.
I do slide down the bed a little bit. Because I've been feeling like, and when I sleep, I'm like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's real.
Yeah. Okay. If you or your loved ones have been affected by bed slime, I want to know.
Yeah.
Please tell me so I can feel better about this, because I feel like I'm going insane.
No, I'm actually, I hit up my mattress. That's so weird. I hit up my mattress company last week because I'm like, your mattress is fucking my life up and I need to replace it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Although I don't think it's my mattress. I think it's the frame.
Okay.
But maybe it's the mattress. I don't know. Such a pain in the fucking ass, because it's like, I don't know how to solve this problem and it's just fucking my life up.
Yeah.
And like the amount of steps you have to go through to figure out what the issue even is,
mm-hmm.
is just annoying.
Yeah. So just better to just sleep with your legs hanging off the bed.
Exactly.
It's easier.
Exactly. Exactly.
Such some dude shit.
I know.
Yeah. My bed's been fucked up for 7 years. It's going to be one of those commercials. I've been sleeping with my legs off the bed for the last 7 years. And then I done come across this mattress company and this bed frame, and it's straight again. I'm sorry to hear that, bro.
Yeah, thanks.
They better fix the hole in the side of your bed, too.
Yeah, no, that's not getting fixed. That'll always be there.
What about this? Leave it!
Leave it. Don't touch it!
David doesn't touch it.
David doesn't touch it.
David doesn't touch it.
Oh, my God. Have you watched season 2 yet?
No, I haven't.
Neither.
Oh my God, have you seen it? No. Yeah, me either.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. Yeah, so.
Weird, dude. My bed makes the same noises.
Hmm. All right, well, that should probably do it for this episode.
Yeah, shout out to Jeff. Thanks for coming on, dude.
Thank you, Jeff.
Love you, man.
Listen, Moment House show is in 6 days. No, 1 week. Seven days.
It's next week. Yeah, it's next week.
Next week. Next Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific time is the show. It's a $10 ticket. It's going to be fucking amazing. We're really excited.
Tune in. We're just going to have a laugh.
Yeah.
Shot a very special, very fun Cody Noel do with a nice little conspiracy attached to the end of it.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
You know what I'm talking about.
I forget. What is it?
I can't.
Okay.
So that's part of the show. You know, we're going to do some, we're going to clown some material, you know? Cody has a special video lined up that we're going to clown on. I've not seen it.
It's so, so absurd. It has to be one of the most absurd videos. When I saw this video, I was like, this is an original That's Cringe material video.
Hell yeah.
Seriously. It's unreal. So we're going to watch that on the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. momenthouse.com/tinymeatgang, and that'll be next Thursday at 5 p.m.
It will be available 24 hours after we do the show. Mm-hmm. So if you live somewhere else and you don't see it the time we stream, you can watch it after. We just want to give you some Thursday evening entertainment. So show up,
pull up,
we'll see you in the bone zone.
Peace.
Goodbye.